He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition. It is the Wednesday edition. It is the August 16th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford in the house today.
Did you lose a day?
They move so fast that I think we skipped over one, didn't we? What happened? Tuesday's gone with the wind. Is that what Leonard Skinner said? Well, Wednesday has started off pretty well. Are you getting tired of winning yet?
We just keep winning.
Yeah, not at everything, but
not at everything.
You know, not.
But we're back in the green today.
Yeah, the market's winning, and the Dow right now up 67 points. And guess what? We're back above 22,000.
There it is.
22,066. Can you say bam?
Bam.
Bam. Okay. And what happened to North Korea?
They are all of a sudden a non-issue.
Did that go to the back burner?
It sure did.
Way to the back burner. I mean, that's the quickest turnaround I've ever seen of a geopolitical situation. I guess when you point a bunch of guns at someone's head, they back down very quickly. S&P 500 is up 6 points to 2,470. The NASDAQ is kind of lagging here this morning, though. The NASDAQ's only up 9 points. I don't know what the deal is there. I'll find out during my course of the day through as I go through the market. It's 6,342. Crude oil's up 14 cents to 47.69. Gold down $1.50. What happened to that gold rally? That's another one that got snuffed
out. Well, the sky's no longer falling.
I guess not. And Guam is sleeping peacefully. I would remain on alert, though. Maybe he's trying to catch them off guard. And the 10-year bond, we've got a spike in interest rates today up to 2.27. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, and Rob Sanford, also of Gunderson Capital Management, and the Gunderson Fishing Team. Are you wearing your shirt today?
I'm not, but looking forward to sporting it there in Minnesota.
Yeah, speaking of fishing, I've watched the fish counts around here have been pretty good lately, and what are we doing here?
I was down at the landings last night. Took the boys and my wife down there last night, watched some of the fish come in, and had dinner right there at Mitch's Seafood, there, right there in front
place.
There. It was Taco Tuesday, so we enjoyed some fish tacos there. And the fish are small. There's lots of them, but the fish are small.
Yeah.
A lot of little yellowtail and Dorado. But it was fun being down there. It makes me want to go get on a boat Saturday.
Now, is that a good deal, hitting the food chain like that, the smaller fish? Are we hurting the future of fishing by doing that?
You got to catch something. They're certainly catchable fish and eatable fish. Edible. I shouldn't say eatable. They're edible fish. I look at it like this. If the sport fishermen aren't out there catching them and putting them on their table, the commercial fishermen will be wrapping them up and eating them anyway.
And so, the sharks.
That's right. So, yeah, it would be great to leave them another season, but they're going to get wrapped by the commercial guys anyway.
I was reading the fishing report in La Paz, and it's real good right now for Dorado, but there's swarms of 12-inch Dorado.
Right.
I've never even seen. Right. That's got to be a cute little bugger.
Yeah.
It looked good on my wall, you know, because they're so colorful, a paperweight or something. I don't know. Well, anyways, we've got the Fed minutes coming out today, and everybody's expecting those Fed minutes to, they're going to put it on Dove paper with doves. Not the doves that opening day of dove season.
We're 3 weeks away from that. 2.5 weeks away
from
that.
Well, it's dove season at the Fed, too. Did you know that?
I hope nobody takes any shotguns in there.
And it looks like Jackson Hole's going to have a dove season here in a couple of weeks. That's next week, I think. Mario Draghi. You know how they all gather there at Jackson Hole, which is a beautiful spot? I've been there a few times. You know, Lisa went to school not too far from Jackson Hole. And I traveled up over the mountains a couple times to see it. Man, it's beautiful. And Draghi, I'm sure he'll be talking about doves. He's the European Central Bank president, and they continue to keep their interest rates very, very low. Looks like I never pushed the record button.
There oh, no.
Now we're recording. Okay.
For our YouTube audience.
You know, we talk about the leverage that we have on China with trade. Well, China regained the top position yesterday as the largest foreign holder of U.S. debt. So they've got a little bit of leverage on us. They increased their holdings for the fifth straight month, buying $44 billion of our treasuries. They now own $1.14 trillion. Between Japan and China, they basically own America.
Boy, talk about dancing with the devil or doing business with your enemy. That's not a strategic position to be in.
Now, luckily, they haven't played that card yet. Okay, well, we're not buying any more. In fact, I don't ever remember them threatening that. But they have that card, and that's a pretty big one to play sure if they is. Ever had
but
to play
keep
it.
In mind, we do, too. We have the card to say, hey, look, you sell most of your domestic product to us.
True.
Maybe we could say, well, we'll turn off that spigot.
And that may be part of China buying our debt is to keep us appeased and happy. Look, we're financing your deficits. Let's to keep trading. Let's not discuss trading, you know. So, well, anyways, housing starts light of expectations. You know, the housing market has not been real robust yet. It's okay, not robust. You've got low interest rates, but a lot of people I talk to don't have the down payment, you know?
Well, you know, that's interesting you'd say that. I watched someone last night talking about the housing starts, and they said it is directly tied to the difficulty in obtaining a mortgage.
Yeah.
That is direct. If that was an easier process, housing sales would be robust.
Yeah,
but the lenders have made it the bottleneck.
My wife and I went through literal hell. She literally broke down and cried. Said, "I can't do it another week." Finally it closed that week, but she was ready to walk away.
Imagine any other product making it so difficult to purchase that you're in that type of frustration. No wonder it's difficult.
I'll tell you another issue. You know, the cost of housing. We were looking at a home. I couldn't believe it. It was a pretty nice home. It had a view, and he had a very custom swimming pool and everything. And we just didn't, in the end, we didn't like it. But he sold it to someone else for his price, and she saw it listed 6 months later for $500,000 more.
Oh, geez.
I mean, this is like a 35% jump in price. I don't know what they're thinking, but are housing prices soaring like that again in Southern California?
It's just insane. It's insane.
Well, the market we remember the overheated housing market of 2007 that eventually brought down the stock market. The question is the stock market getting overheated? I've been saying no now for quite some time, although it's stretched a little bit. You know, we're pushing up against 18 as the forward PE ratio. And, you know, a lot of people argue with me saying that, this market's overvalued. Of course, they've been saying that for years, and they've been wrong for years. I heard yesterday David Tepper, who's a well-known hedge fund manager, agreeing with me. He tells CNBC, look at where multiples and rates were in 1999, which I've been saying also, you cannot compare today's market even in the tiniest little bit with the 1999-2000 market. He says, we are nowhere near an overheated market right now. I totally agree. He went on to say that during the dot-com bubble, the S&P had a P.E. ratio of 30, and today it's 19. So, yeah, I mean, we're not even close, and I point that out every single week in my newsletter. There's the Bill Was Right Again segment of the show. And Tepper remains bullish on stocks thanks to the pro-business policies. If Trump had the communication abilities that he had to match his business abilities, But I'm just afraid that his communication problems are going to sink him.
We talked about that this morning before the show. The guy is just a terrible communicator.
He's terrible.
Yeah, you know, he just can't figure out how to tactfully and with wisdom, combat the media. He gets drawn into these fiery conversations and then throws a fit. And can't keep his mouth shut.
And they're recording every bit of it. And he's given them soundbite between now and the next election, which I almost think he is sealing his fate as, being reelected 4 years from now. And unfortunately, everything else is going well. The market's going well. The economy's going well. North Korea has backed down. It's been one good thing after another, but his mouth is his problem. The mouth of the South. Well, anyways, we'll be back. We're going to talk about some stocks here. There's a lot happening in the market today. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's the Bill Gunderson Radio Show here from San Diego, California, broadcasting live all over the nation, throughout the fruited plain, from coast to coast, from Sarasota to Minnesota, and from Hawaii all the way to parts east. We are headed out to Minnesota for those of you who would like to see Bill in person on the 23rd. The 23rd?
What'd you do, miss a week?
I missed a month. It's the 13th. We're coming out on the 13th of September. That's next month. 13th of September on... that's Wednesday, the 13th, 14th, and 15th of September. Now, the seminar is on Thursday, the 14th at 6:30. It's at the Radisson Blue, minus the E. It's the Radisson Blue, and that is connected right up to the Mall of America. So if you know where the Mall of America is, which I can't imagine, if you live in Minnesota, you must know where that is. We are hooked right up to it. And Lynn's excited about that. We're bringing Lisa this time. Lisa's coming out to help folks with the paperwork and signing up for new accounts and meeting with Bill. But let us know that you're coming, please. If you would go to GundersonCapital.com, sign up for the live seminar. It's on our homepage. It's right up in the top right-hand corner. It says Live Seminars. Click on there and let us know how many folks are coming so we can tell the Radisson how many chairs to set up. And we've got, Bill, I'm telling you, we've got about five appointments left before you are going to ride into the sunset.
I'll come Monday if I have to.
and here's the real, this is a great opportunity for folks who live in that tri-states area. If you would like to have Bill take a look at your personal situation, your 401k, your IRA, your brokerage account, just your bag of money that you inherited and you don't know what to do with, it's a good opportunity to sit down with Bill for 30 minutes and have him go over your individual account. He'll help you, and he'll give you his advice in the 30 minutes or so that you have. And I've got five or six appointment opportunities left. There's one that opened up, by the way, on Thursday.
Okay.
The day of the seminar. And I think there's one on Friday and two or three on Wednesday.
And we're not flying out there on the Padres team airplane either.
No, we're not. No,
but they will be in town. Maybe they're staying at the Radisson Blue.
Maybe they will, are.
You know?
You
hey,
never know.
Maybe. Now, that would really get Lynn excited.
Wouldn't that be something if we got all the Padres there?
If they were wandering around that mall.
Got shopping and Will Myers there.
Will Myers and all those guys. Well, I'm going to repeat a subject. I'm going to go back and revisit a subject that I made a big deal of back in early June. Remember early June? Where were you in early June?
Is this one of those Bill was right again things?
You know, I guess
I'm
so.
Telling you.
I guess it's going to turn into that. But do you remember the day we were here and Goldman Sachs
came along
and said the tech stocks were a bubble?
It was a Wednesday.
They called it a valuation air pocket. I want to say it was a Friday.
I don't think so. I think it was a Wednesday.
Okay.
Maybe it was.
No, it's Friday because I'm looking at my article.
Oh, look at that.
You must have been, you were hoping.
I missed a couple days.
Anyways, I came out, I stuck my neck on the line. In fact, that night, Friday, June 11th, I stayed up late and sent out a special message, right? To all my listeners, and that there is no tech bubble, and I wrote a very controversial article the next day saying, titled, "There is no tech bubble." And what was Goldman Sachs using as their basis for that argument that there is a tech bubble? They were comparing the bloated tech stocks of the year 2000 with the tech stocks of today. And what did I say? I said, absolutely not. In fact, they use the term valuation air pocket. Then I went through very carefully and I picked apart their argument and explained why there is no tech bubble. Well, let's go on and complete what this David Tepper of Appaloosa Management had to say yesterday. He's a very well-known hedge fund manager. Not only did he say that the tech market is not overheated, but he is buying up technology stocks because they are still, multiples are still low.
There you go.
So there we are, 2 months later, 2 months and 1 week.
He must have found your article.
Well, and the tech stocks have done very well since that Friday, that freaky Friday, when we had flash crashes in Amazon and in Facebook and in Netflix and Google and Alibaba and the like. And I said, no way. These stocks make total sense. They're the best growth stocks you can find in the world, and they're still relatively cheap. Well, Tepper said yesterday the tech sector is nowhere near an overheated market, and the multiples are still low. And guess what stock I featured yesterday on the show? I did the show yesterday, and I featured Alibaba. I spent a whole quarter featuring Alibaba. Tepper's new buy, 3.7 million shares Alibaba. So there you go.
Bill was right.
There is no tech bubble yet. There will come a day, but it's not here yet. Okay, more from Techland, all right? I sent out a tweet yesterday because I go through all my holdings on a daily basis, and I pointed out the fact... look at Apple. It broke out yesterday. It's breaking out through that ceiling over there. Apple announced today they're going to do the same thing that Netflix is doing, the same thing that Amazon Prime is doing. They're going to invest in their own content. They're spending $1 billion. You're going to be watching Apple movies now and Apple TV shows.
Isn't that something?
I don't know what kind of content it will be. I'm sure it will lean to the left. It won't lean to the right, and they're going, well, they've got all this cash, billions of dollars
cash
sitting on the sideline. They're going to spend a paltry $1 billion in acquiring and producing original content next year that you can watch on your iPhone or your device or your iPhone TV. One more big story, two more stories in tech land. Well, if President Trump didn't do enough damage to himself yesterday with his freewheeling off the cuff, off the handle.
Unplanned press conference.
I would say unchristlike, maybe, you know.
You know, and we talked about that. You know, boy, if he could be wise like that, the way he, the way Christ approached the Pharisees.
Yeah, and you use know, a little wisdom.
Wisdom.
And hit him with the facts.
That's
and
right.
Instead of being bombastic. And
that's right.
He provided... You know, I mean, everything else is going well, but he provides them with these sound bites that are going to be played over and over and over again between now and the election in, what, 3.5 years now.
You know, and he's got some good points, but he doesn't know how to frame them.
No.
That's the problem.
Well, he sent out a bombastic tweet about Amazon this morning. It said, Amazon is doing great damage to tax-paying retailers. Towns, cities, and states throughout the U.S. are being hurt and many jobs lost. Now, he's right. Amazon has an unfair advantage in that you don't pay taxes on their goods. But, you know, these personal attacks are not going to be good when it comes re-election time. Not good. We'll be right back.
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. In this quarter, I want to visit. I had a company, you know, earnings season is now coming to an end. And it's been a good earnings season for the most part. And I had one company that missed their earnings estimates. And it went down 5 or 6% that day. And just like I did on Amazon, I took a deep dive into the stock. I own the stock in my Premier Growth portfolio. And I came away with, you know, my action, my next action on the stock. And it is all based on earnings. So we'll get to that here in a moment. But I wanted to mention just a couple other things here. You know, it's just so funny how that volatility just, it was like an approaching storm on the ocean and lightning and thunder. And then all of a sudden it just dissipated.
Yeah.
We come to work Monday and the volatility has disappeared.
It's over.
We've got, you know, sometimes the flattest calm seas are after a storm. Have you ever noticed that when it's glass? And the ocean was kind of glass on Monday. And the market, glassy. We call it glassy. That's a term in fishing.
Right.
How
or
was
grease.
It
looks like grease.
Glassy today. It was like riding the boat on glass, which is the opposite of white caps. And we call that a washing machine.
Yeah.
And you're getting wet and it's miserable, right? And last week in the market, we had that washing machine effect. And the VIX was spiking, and I wrote an article over the weekend. I talked about the risk management tools that I employed. You know, I pulled a few of them out of my toolkit. I was convinced that this wasn't the big one. But at the same time, I thought maybe this threat, just in case, this threat was to remain around for a while. You know, you want to have the raincoats ready. And the what's the pills, the anti-seasick pills?
The Bonine,
yeah,
the Dramamine.
Dramamine ready, just to get my clients through it, just in case. But I threw it all out the window on Monday. I said, you know what? It came, and it went, and it's gone, and it's glassy again.
Do you remember last week I said, you know, we have these friends that are kind of high up in the military who said, this bluster has peaked.
They had it right.
He said, it has peaked. It is over. By next week, it's done.
But
and they were right on the money.
It's human nature when you're in the midst of the bluster to think that there's no way out.
That's true.
This is the end.
Yeah.
It's just a matter
it's
of time.
Too far to the harbor.
Before we're being ordered to the nuclear shelters and missiles are flying and we're sending Tomahawk missiles into Pyongyang. And you just think there's no way out. There's no way out. And I've been through that before where and people are calling and pulling the trigger and selling everything. And I always get emails. There's about five people I can count on that I'll get an email from.
The hand ringers.
What's going on here? Are you aware of what's going on?
I remember
like, I'm
Monday.
Not aware of what's going on.
Monday, you said, you know, I know which clients don't have any fingernails.
Yeah. There's only a few.
That's right.
Most are just fine. Well, anyways, I did have to go through one stock here. And I'm going to do my three-minute drill on this one. So maybe you can work the stopwatch here. Here we go. Because these end up on townhall.com.
Oh, yeah. We need to send folks over there to take a look at that.
Go to Town Hall and the financial section. And I have a video on there almost every single day. And today I want to do priceline.com.
Okay.
So, all right. Priceline.com. It's one of the great stocks of all time. And when I wrote my book in 2012, Priceline was maybe a $400 or $500 stock. I'd have to look it up, what the exact price was. But today, Priceline is a $1,858 stock.
Do you think Captain Kirk knew that when he got on that ship?
I don't know. But boy, I think he made a lot more money on this ship than on the Starship.
Than on the Enterprise?
Definitely.
This is a better Enterprise?
$91 billion company now from a standing start back in 2000. Actually, it's been around since 1999 is when they went public. It got down to $2 a share during the tech crash.
Wow.
Because it was thought to be one of the dot-com casualties at that time, and it crawled back from that. If only, you know, in 2000, we'd have loaded up at a couple bucks a share. It hit 2,000 the same day Amazon hit 1,000. And then they reported earnings that weren't quite up to snuff. And it fell about 8% that day, which is a big dollar move. It was down like $150 a share or something like that because it's such an expensive stock. So I told folks, look, I'm going to wait and see where the dust settles, where the numbers come in, what the forecasts are. And, you know, I did the same thing that I did on Amazon. But there was a big difference here between Priceline's report and Amazon's report. Amazon, when I studied it, their earnings forecast had been lowered by 35% from $11.38 a share to $8.38 per share. But when I looked into Priceline, I saw absolutely no move, hardly whatsoever, definitely not material in any way, of a lowering of their forecast. And I didn't see any lowering of their growth estimates going forward. The only thing that I saw lowered was the multiple that they were assigning to Priceline. So I made a little, just a little adjustment downward to my price target on Priceline, which, again, has been one of the great stocks of the decade. I mean, you could look up the returns of Priceline over the last 10 years.
Amazing.
It'll knock your socks off. And the valuation is still makes sense to me, and I have a target price right now. In fact, I updated it yesterday. I lowered it from $3,800 to $3,650, so I lowered it a little bit. But the stock's currently $1,858. So now, from my perspective, this stock is almost a half-price stock once again. And the answer to what did I do with my Priceline after they missed their earnings? I reevaluated. I found there was little change, and I continued to hold my Priceline stock, one of the great stocks of the decade. So there we go. Well, and you know, the last time Priceline did this, I came to the same conclusion, and I wrote an article on Seeking Alpha saying that, hey, one of the great stocks of all time has just pulled back. What are you going to do about it? And at that time, I came away to the same conclusion to buy it here.
You know, Priceline has a lot more competition than they did 10 years ago, and yet they still continue to find earnings favorable. I wonder how that is. Is it because they're the old guard? Is it because so many people know the brand? You know, because there's a lot of name your price type places out there now.
I have to be honest, I've never used Priceline.
I have not either. But I guess a lot of people have.
For this to become an $80 billion, a $90 billion company, maybe, you know, send us an email if you've used Priceline and you swear by them, because there must be a lot of people that do. It's just unbelievable how
old
this concept of, hey, I'll give you this much for this room on this weekend, take it or leave it.
Right.
And apparently it's a great model. And like I say, I wrote my article several months ago. I said, what are you going to do with this Priceline pullback? And I came to the conclusion that it's a buy here. And that was several months ago. It's done well since then. Then it had this recent stumble. I went through the same exercise again. And I've come to the same conclusion once again. I don't know where else you can find a company that's growing like they are at a reasonable price that they're trading at, and it is a part of my – it's one of the great large-cap growth companies in the world. So when I narrow the world down to 30 or 35 best stocks in that premier growth portfolio, which is still having a very, very good year, Priceline continues to be a member of that portfolio, Rob. So,
well, you know, my wife goes to a women's conference almost every year, and when she does, she rents a car, and I'm always blown away at how inexpensively she gets a car. And she says, "I'm gonna rent a car on my magic website." And I, "What's that?" And I, and that's where she gets her car. And it's wow. It's about,
she doesn't get the Dodge Charger like you got. You were paying top dollar in Atlanta.
I know.
To jump off the You pinned me against the seat several times just going to the radio station to do this show.
Right. But I had a lot more fun than she had in her little Corolla or whatever she ran.
That Dodge Charger had a lot more get up and go than my wife's Prius.
That's right.
I floor that thing and it crawls off the line.
Electric cars.
No, it's not. It's a hybrid.
Okay.
I still have to put gas in it, but I get almost 50 miles to the gallon in that little thing.
I wouldn't admit it.
That's hard to complain about. What are you getting in that Dodge Charger or that, that SUV?
About 10 miles per gallon.
See, I'm a value investor. All right, we'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the fourth quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. It is the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. I'm Rob Sanford, filling in for Bill because he's over here typing something right now. He's typing something to figure out for the fourth quarter here.
Yeah, I've got. I want to talk about all these new stocks that we've been adding.
Okay, so he's got a bunch of new stocks that he's going to talk about in the fourth quarter. But in the meantime, while he's typing away here, I'm going to remind folks that we're headed out to Minneapolis. Now, you're going to get to see more of just the crew that was in Tampa and also in Atlanta because we're taking Lisa with us. Lisa is our customer service extraordinaire paperwork person girl here in the office, and she will be there to help folks sort out the paperwork when it comes to filling out what needs to be taken care of to become a client of Bill's. So you will not only get a chance to go over your individual portfolio with Bill, but you'll also have a chance to have Lisa help you with your paperwork in person rather than over the phone.
She's also one of the biggest baseball fans.
Padre
fans you've ever seen. So if those Padres are staying in our hotel, that's just an added plus for her. We one time we stayed in a hotel in Arizona, or maybe her mother and her were on a trip over there, and the Padres were in the hotel,
staying
at the same hotel.
Oh boy!
And it was like being a kid in a candy store, right? It's like you and I being in the Fisherman's Tackle.
That's right.
You ever go there in that Fisherman's Tackle? Oh. That's my favorite store in San Diego.
I was there last night.
All that stuff, those reels that are this big,
yes,
and they're all gold plated. If I brought home one of those, oh man, my wife would kill me. We've been adding a lot of stocks. Last Saturday, I had a long day. I got to figure this. I'm working too hard.
You got to go fishing.
We finally did go in the late afternoon. We watched a few horse races at Del Mar, and that was just a relaxing to get away kind of thing. Really nice. Our friend had a horse running. He's still running, by the way. But anyways,
he's still running.
Yeah, he hasn't reached the finish line yet. He's out there. If you see him,
tell him the race is over.
He's got my $2 too, or my. I think I put 10 on him. I was gonna do 10 and 10. I put 10 on him, and he's still running. We've added a lot of stocks to the app. We added about 400 or 500, and all this week, as I go through, I go through my whole database every day of about 5,000 now. We're up to 5,000. Look, if there's something good out there in the world, I want to know about it. We just talked about Priceline being one of the great stocks in the entire world. Now, I'm going to use a baseball analogy. Baseball figured out a long time ago that the greatest players in the world are not just found in the U.S.
Boy, didn't they ever. They figured that out quickly.
And I remember, you know, like Roberto Clemente maybe being one of the first coming from, was he Dominican Republic? And now baseball has more Dominicans and Venezuelans
and Cubans,
Nicaraguans, and Cubans,
South America
than Native Americans. And
isn't that something?
So, I think the stock market, you can use that same analogy. We do not have a corner on great companies here in America. And I'll just give you one example. One that I discovered by adding to the app, and to be honest, I had never heard of this company until we started adding these stocks. But there's a company by the name of Naspers. It's actually out of South Africa, NPSNY. It works a lot like SoftBank. They invest in a lot of companies. But this is a $100 billion company.
Isn't that something?
It's bigger than Priceline.
It's just out there, and they're in Africa, and you never hear of them.
Yeah, and over the last 5 years, it's delivered 30% per year to investors, while the market's delivered only 11% per year. And over the last 10 years, a compound return of 25% per year.
Wow.
And here's a $96 billion company. They also own 30% of Tencent Holdings, TCEHY, which is one of the great stocks out of China.
So they own 10% of Tencent Holdings.
I think 30%, actually. They have
30%.
A big stake.
So, wow.
So Tencent is up today, and my Naspers position is up smartly today because they own a big stake in Tencent. So, and yesterday as I was going through the database, I saw one that landed in our top 10. And I looked it up, and it was out of Denmark, and it was like a medical device company. And I looked at the chart, and it made my eyeballs go, what? Where have you been all my life, you know?
Well, here's a perfect example of why folks need to get to know Bill Gunderson. Who is doing this? Who is doing the kind of research necessary to find these obscure yet monster returning stocks that are international?
Yeah, most people have never heard of.
They've never even heard of it.
So you can see this Naspers came in. It debuted at, like the top, America top four. It debuted at 197 out of 4,600. Today it's number 222, but it's been in the top 200 ever since I added it to the app. And this weekend we've got another dump of about 300 or 400 more stocks. Mostly we're working on Europe right now. Of course, there's some great companies in Europe. I mean, Europe is a mature economy. It's a developed economy with some monster companies over there that ought to be considered. And one other thing I'll just say before I shut my mouth and this, I'm finding some beautiful dividends. Most of these companies pay much higher dividends than our companies here in the U.S. So I can also now have them available to me for my four accounts that I populate, all right? So how do they talk to us about having their money managed here at Gunderson Capital Management?
You know, anytime I travel somewhere, I go into a tackle store and I look for lures that I can't find in my local tackle stores. If I go to Hawaii or the last time I was in Japan, I go into a tackle store and I find these incredible lures that nobody over here has.
That might work in Mission Bay.
It might. And I figure a fish is a fish is a fish.
Yeah.
And they've never seen these
lures
baby.
Before. They've seen crocodiles.
That's right. And they've seen Castmasters and Rapalas. But they don't see some of these cool lures that are in other parts of the world. Well, that's what you're doing with these new stocks. If you want to see Bill's new lures, you need to get to know Bill Gunderson. And you can do that by going to GundersonCapital.com. Or calling us at 855-611-BEST. Hey, it's Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.